The In-Depth on KSL, the Oscar nominations are out, of course. Jason Nathanson is with us. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, so this, I'm good. It's this Barbie thing, though. People are going berserk over the Barbie nominations and the snub. Can you explain this whole thing?
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. And first of all, I have to say, I don't believe in the word snub. I don't think it implies that somebody deserves or was due something in this business. Nobody's ever do an award nomination. This is all so subjective, and this comes from the Oscar voters. And basically, a lot of people thought that Margot Robbie was going to get a Oscar nomination for Best Actress for Barbie, and they thought Greta Gerwig was going to get a Best Director nomination as well. The film itself got 8 nominations, including Best Picture, and a lot of people are saying, well, how can it get so many nominations and Best Picture, but the title character, the woman who plays the Barbie, doesn't get one, and the woman who directed it did not get one. And a lot of people are upset because they say this highlights what the movie, the message of the movie is how hard it is to be a woman and how hard it is to break through and get the things, especially when the guy who plays Ken, Ryan Gosling, got the nomination and the two women didn't. Now, on the counter of that argument, you also have to look at the fact that America Ferrera, who also stars in the film, she got a nomination for Best Supporting Actress. So it wasn't just the guy who got the nomination for Barbie. There was a woman nominated as well. But the two women who made this happen, made the biggest blockbuster of last year that was critically acclaimed and a huge box office success, were both shut out of their respective categories.
You know, Greta Gerwig, the director, dreamed up this movie whole cloth from her head. And, well, I'm going to say that she was snubbed. What's really going on here? Are the directors who vote on the nominations snobs?
Well, you know, possibly, but then you have to also have to look at the fact that you're right. She did dream this up, pull cloth from her head, and she got a nomination for Best Adapted Screenplay. For the thing that she did there in creating this character, she got a nomination. So it was just in the director category. Now, you know, but when you look at the writing categories, there are 10 writing categories. There's Adapted Screenplay and Original Screenplay, so there's room for 10 movies there. In Best Picture, where Barbie got nominated, there's room for 10 movies there. In the directing category, there's only 5 nominees. So 5 people who directed 5 of the Best Picture nominees are going to be left out every year. That's just math.
The way it goes. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. But in the end, I mean, they were snubbed or not snubbed. Margot Robbie, Greta Gerwig don't get nominations, and they have to cry it out and go count their millions, right?
Well, exactly. They won in the bigger picture of things. But will this change Hollywood? Will people look at this a little more? Every time we have one of these things, it makes people think a little more, a little deeper about what gets nominated, what gets the recognition.
Jason, thank you for the insight. It's appreciated.